USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book has been released. It's called Radical Nation, and it blows the lid off Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary, Sean learned how Washington really works. Now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax's Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. And get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Tune in to Spicer at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.